Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not bad, as suggested by the caller, Tom Petty, Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. Coming up tomorrow, Bruins Thursday on this show and this radio station, that means that Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30, and Andrew Razor Raycroft will be in with Gresham Keefe and Jack Edwards on with Lou and Christian tomorrow. And then on Friday, Devin McCourty, who can address the some in the national media who are denying still that this is a pretty good Patriots football team, including Nick Wright. This is not very predictable, but felt the need yesterday to stress once again that this is not a championship caliber football team.
Look at the graphic in the bottom corner of the screen. NFL's best. Best what? Are they the best team in their conference? No. It is more likely that a month from now, the 8-4 Patriots are 8-7. Than it is the Patriots end up in the Super Bowl. It's not going to happen. Mac Jones Wilds is not going to go win three playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. The Patriots aren't getting the bye. They're not going to have home field. This is insanity. It's not happening.
Well, let's
he's just hating.
That's all that is. He's a Chiefs fan, right?
Yeah, he's a Chiefs fan.
Loves Tyreek Hill.
So he has them at 8-7.
Right.
Meaning they lose their next three, which would mean they lose Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They lose to Indy. When's that?
They have the bye week after the Monday night, and then they have Indy and then Buffalo again.
Well, his math's a little bit off because then they still have two more games.
They would have two more.
So what do they finish at? So that means they could potentially finish at
10-7.
So, I mean, his math is a little bit off there. Yeah. But when you look at this football team, all the criticism I give Mac Jones, it is what it is. This is a damn good football team. Say what you want. This is a championship caliber football team.
You think so?
When you look at the NFL this season, they are a championship caliber football team. Because I could say that the same thing about the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, the Tennessee Titans, the Bucks, the Rams. So why are you instantly not including the Patriots?
Well, because I think he and others do it because of a rookie quarterback.
But they're not. But
you heard him say it,
right? But Mac
Jones
built that
way. Mac Jones is a rookie. Is not going to win you three playoff games. They're not getting the bye. Blah blah blah.
How do we know that? Mac Jones just seems to be proving people wrong left, right, and center. So,
but here's what I would say to him: when you look at the way this team is built, they might not ask Mac Jones to go out there and win playoff games. This team could be built the same way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were able to win a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson as their quarterback. The same way the Baltimore Ravens won with Trent Dilfer at their quarterback. The same way that we saw the San Francisco 49ers get there a couple years ago and, you know, losing a close game to his Kansas City Chiefs with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback. They might say, here's what we need you to do, Mac. Go out there and don't turn the ball over.
Which he has done.
Which he's done all year long. Don't make the if you you're going to make mistakes. It's just the nature of the beast. Every quarterback does. I don't care if you've been in the league as long as Brady or if you're a Mac Jones. But don't make the same mistake over and over and over and over. And he's proven he hasn't done that. If anything, I'll give Mac Jones more credit than I would Patrick Mahomes.
Really?
Yes. Hear me out. Walk with me. Mac Jones knows I can't go out there and make that same mistake over and over. So if there's nothing there, I'm going to take the check down. Patrick Mahomes has made plays over and over and over, so he's more likely to force the issue and maybe create a bad situation for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. So now you are suggesting that it's a good thing that he is, as you were referring to him many times earlier in the season,
conservative.
The check down king.
No, yes. It's a good thing that he's a little bit more conservative than a guy who might not be because of his talent and the fact that he's proven he could go out there and make a lot of plays. So when you look at this football team, it fits Mac Jones well, where the Kansas City Chiefs, they say, hey, we can't have you be conservative, Patrick. We need you to go out there and make those plays. So that's why I say that they have a great opportunity and a great team that could be a championship caliber team.
Can I ask a question? And it might be a stupid question, but Hear me out. Is a national championship game in college football? Oh my gosh, I'm getting choked up.
This is a Bill Belichick. You sure you
is the experience the same as a Super Bowl?
Not Super Bowl. I'm saying like
game?
A playoff game.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, what is going on?
Wiggy, vision board.
Wiggy's the only one who can.
No. College football game is even on the same level as a regular season game. Forget about a playoff game.
But pressure wise,
no. Yeah, it's not the same.
Really? Because in my mind, I look at that and I say, okay.
What about the bean pot?
Okay. Well, no, that's on a different level. But you look at that and you see Mac Jones has excelled on that stage.
Right.
So in my mind, that's high pressure. You're in college and you're fighting. Yeah. You're fighting for your chance to have a career afterwards. You want to use that to springboard you to get all the money in the world, all the fame in the world, land on a good team. In my mind, that might have more pressure than a play. I'm not saying the Super Bowl.
Right.
But
the playoffs, you're saying?
Yes.
Ask Bill Monday. See what he says.
By the way, thousands of text messages. Are you suddenly all in on Mac Jones?
No.
Can we just be clear about that?
No, I said Mac Jones.
He's better than Mahomes, but not better than Cam.
He was better than Mahomes. I said that based on what we heard Nick Wright saying, Mac Jones is built for what this team is trying to do, and this team is talented enough to win a championship, and Mac Jones is in a position where he's proven that if he continues to play the way he's playing, or let me say this, if he goes out there and has the same mindset that he's had all year long, meaning I'm not going to do anything crazy, I'm not going to put our team in bad situations, I'm not going to be reckless in any way, if he has that mindset, this team is good enough to win a championship. I don't know what Nick Wright is thinking. And I say it's a little bit better fit for Mac Jones than it is for Patrick Mahomes because Mahomes is more of a gunslinger and he can make you have a chance to make more mistakes when you do that.
But he's been doing that his whole career. He's won like 80% of the games he started.
Right.
So why is that a bad thing?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. A passenger on this football team.
Right, is Mahomes a passenger?
I think you're all in on him. You don't know how to say it yet.
No.
But I think you're like me.
But you understand what I'm saying, though?
I think you want some Mac sauce in that dinner.
I want some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I think you do.
Can we have
a welcome to the Mac party for Wiggy? Like, we should all bring in gifts and celebrate his arrival.
Mac Jones is dropping dimes.
All right. Coming up momentarily, there is breaking news on is he a friend of the program, a former friend of the program? What is our relationship currently with the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
My God, you guys are basically dating.
I thought you guys were back.
All right. There's some big breaking news on the governor, which we will get to coming up.
This Sunday, no Patriots, but plenty of time to get out to the 99 restaurant and enjoy a football frenzy. Great dining deals like $5.99 full-size appetizers, 59-cent bone-in wings, a chance to win game tickets if you're watching at home. Just order online. Curbside pickup or delivery, the 99, always the real deal.
What's the matter, Curtis?
groaning.
You just see the news?
I just said, wow, I just saw the news.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, we go ahead and share the news.
Oh, I haven't even saw it.
Boston Globe reporting this morning that Governor Baker will not seek re-election. Mm. So,
wow.
I don't know.
That is not good news.
I don't know.
Wow, you drove him out of town.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
It's first DeBrusk, now Baker.
It's not a DeBrusk situation.
Yes, it is.
We repaired our relationship.
It was too late.
We were able to. The guy listen. He told you he listens to the show every morning. He's probably listening right this moment.
For 2 years during the pandemic, the anxiety you created in him listening to the show because you trashed him, a former friend.
You beat him down.
Yes, you did.
Oh. I did not beat him down.
Yeah, I'm with Ken on this.
We had
one.
A friendly back and forth exchange. Our opinions on some things differed, and that I think probably at some point he appreciated the fact that he was talked about on the radio every single day. But
this is the one that did it right here.
Like grandma with the butterball, Charlie Baker can stuff it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one's
I
tough.
I don't remember ever saying that.
Maybe he thrived off of that, and then once you guys got buddy-buddy, he was like, my work here is done.
He didn't thrive off of it.
Oh, my God. Politico's reporting the awkward and sometimes romantic conversation of the Dana-Farber-Jimmy Fund telethon caused Charlie Baker to pull out.
Wow.
Like Brad Marchand would say, that was nothing compared to what Greg usually says about Charlie Baker. The whole butterball thing, that was nothing. Play some of those other drops. It's like, wow.
Do you think DeSantis Baker 2024, is that the ticket?
I don't, you know, he, for years, months, he was the most popular governor in the United States of America.
Until you got your hooks into him.
I think it's awesome to see you.
Greg, you should run. Maybe he'll endorse you.
Yes, I cannot afford the pay cut, but I'm going to put Brees through 6 more months of college. But I think he served this Commonwealth pretty well.
You have had the hardest job in this Commonwealth over the last year and a half. So I commend you on the way you've dealt with everything and dealt with idiots like me who want to criticize your every move. So great job.
You're just giving Wiggy a hard time for waffling? My God, talk about capitulation in front of guys.
When you hear a lot of arms, that means you're lying. I love Belichick. Yeah.
So who would you guess is going to run? I'm assuming that Maura Healey is probably looking at it on the Democrats.
I heard the Can Man is running.
What about opening the door for Anissa?
Mm.
Anissa Asabi George would make a marvelous governor.
Sununu's been trying to get back in the state for a while.
Is Sununu coming out Saturday? We should invite the governor, a formal invitation to the governor, like we give formal invitations to Curtis to join us on Saturday.
I'd be happy to. I want to make sure that we're absolutely going to be there, because the last time we were going to be there and then we weren't, they were very angry.
Yeah. Well, all right. Breaking news when it comes to Governor Baker.
Wow.
He will have served his soon enough. He will have served his last term as governor here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, according to the Boston Globe.
Another guy who you've alienated, Don Sweeney, discussed the Jake DeBrusk situation yesterday before the game. First of all, here's the sound from Nesson during the game.
Jake DeBrusk getting booed at TD Garden.
Well, that is something. Mm. But here's what Sweeney said is the situation.
Regardless of the situation, Jake has certainly made it known that he would prefer, you know, a new opportunity. You know, we expect Jake to play well. It certainly is, you know, as you can probably tell, despite wearing a mask, I'm not overly surprised that this eventually came out. I've been in the know for this for quite some time, and we've been trying to look at a hockey trade situation that would help the Boston Bruins, and as I do my job, and accommodate with what Jake thinks best. And there's a balance there. That's the profession that we're in.
All right.
So I'm going to have to ride him out for a little while. We'll see.
Sounds like it'll be handled professionally by both sides. A tad bit awkward, I'm guessing, when they run into each other in the hallway. But, you know, it didn't work for him here. Maybe it'll work for him somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of players, know the business of it and, you know, go out there and do their job.
But it's amazing the reaction to N'Keal Harry. People rant and rave about what a bad pick N'Keal Harry was, and it was. DeBrusk is worse.
The bust.
This is an unbelievable, tragic situation.
Yeah. Bad pick.
They're going to miss
out
the playoffs because of that pick in 2015. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Curtis, you should be more worked up about this. Bruins lose last night, 2-1.
And Don Sweeney won't come on the show because of whom? Me or you?
Well, face the music. I mean, God, toughen up. Are you a hockey GM or what?
The guy was a former regular listener of the program, and the things that you say negatively about him means he won't even come on it.
Well, you licked the Governor Baker's boots, and he doesn't come on anymore. What good does that do you?
Oh, because he took those boots off and started beating them down with them. COVID.
And the Revs lose last night. This was the bad ending on FS1.
College scores! New York City have pulled off the upset. They will play in the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in team history.
Oh, boy, that is tough. And some of the great players on the Revs squad could be picked by other teams, other elite teams. So this might have been their best chance, as far as I've been told. Celtics and Sixers tonight. Red Sox signed James Paxton, one-year deal, $10 million, with a couple years of a club option.
On your birthday, Ken, if the Red Sox could sign one player, who would it be?
Well, Scherzer, but he's already signed. So somebody that's unsigned? I like Schwarbs. Let's bring Schwarbs back. Right. He's a fit. Greg likes him. He got Greg into baseball, so I'm in. Let's go with Schwarber.
I have to wait for another year and a half to watch a game, though, right?
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
At least the year.
Also trending right now, Mac Jones has trademarked MJ10 today.
Ooh, really?
Yep, MJ10 trademarked.
Taking a page out of the other guy's book where you start trademarking things. Whoa. What happened to him?
MJ10.
That's
for this
a bad sign.
Quiet boy.
Ooh, I'm old enough to remember when that was a bad thing.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Curtis, what are you all worked up about? And hurry, I have to go guest lecture at Bentley University shortly. What are you upset about?
This would be a great element of your lecture. The fraudulence of this fan base. I mean, I was told over the last year plus, or however long it's been since he was drafted, that Mac is the anti-Tom. He's team over personal. He's in there to be a sponge with Bill. He's a guy that's going to be a great teammate. None of it was me first. And now to come out on the Friday after Thanksgiving, you file for a trademark for MJ10 with the applicant name Mac10 Enterprises LLC in Florida. I mean, first of all, you're not creative at all. MJ10.
No. And Mac10 Enterprises, already a rapper called Mac10.
My next point.
As your doctor said about the pandemic, nothing burger. This is a nothing burger.
Yeah.
The guys, it's business.
He probably saw some T-shirts being made with MJ10 on it. He said, no, that money is not going elsewhere. Get your bag. He did MJ10 because TB12 took off. So
It's a nothing burger.
Okay.
TB12 took off because he's won 7 Super Bowls. This guy's won 8 games.
So what's next? DM32?
Right. Ooh, look, it's Kendrick KB84. He's going to have a whole new team of applicants for trademarks.
Were you worked up with JE11?
You certainly weren't, because you were kissing his ass. I think a lot of good that did this show.
I think there were people that kind of made fun of it and go, oh, hey, look at him trying to be like Tom Brady. Weren't there a lot of people who did that with JE11?
I've ordered a lot of JE11.
Not that
merch,
you didn't order the merch, but when it first came, look at him trying to be just like his mentor Tom TB12.
Oh, I think I should get the trademark on GH00. What do you think about that?
That might work.
What's a trademark worth? I mean, I don't know.
It's 2 ETH.
You know how much 2 ETH is? It's a lot.
2 ETH or not 2 ETH?
But it's not about the work.
The metaverse.
It's business.
You have to accomplish something before you do this. I'm sorry.
What do you think? He's going to bother Bill?
Yes. You think he likes this?
I'm a Curtis.
It's a new
on
Bill.
This one.
You know Bill.
Yeah,
you,
but
you
I don't know if Bill's still like when you think about and
I already trademarked Chris Curtis number two because that's where I want to be. And we are number two in the ratings, and despite what people tell you.
And I think Curtis is even missing more of like a point on this is we criticized, you know, when it was QB1, it was more about them than it was about the team. And when you do this kind of during the season and you might, you know, and this is something that now all of a sudden MJ10, you know, merch, hats, what's he now going to do? He's going to start promoting it. And then there are going to be people like, wait a second, why are you doing this during the season? You want to do this in the offseason? You could do it.
Hello?
That's probably his people. He probably doesn't even know about it.
Do you think Bill's pissed?
That's a great excuse.
Yeah, I think Bill's going to be like, dude, how about you get to the playoffs first, you know, win some games, do what you got to do before you start going out there and doing this MJ10. Does MJ10 know where the safety was on this play here?
By the way, has Patrick Mahomes trademarked anything? No. And he's won an MVP in a Super Bowl.
I'm sure Jackson has.
Yeah, he lets Jackson do it.
He hasn't. There's an Adidas sneaker. It's not his. It's called Google.
I don't love this, Greg. I got to say, this
you don't
no.
really.
Well, you can't be
just,
fraudulent.
I'm
it's
surprised.
Just
this is. It's no big deal to me. It's like it's the course of normal business. They're gonna make some beanies, some hats, some sweatpants, some athleisure.
Yeah, but
I'm fond of wearing a little athleisure here and there.
You had issue with Cam last year and him promoting his line and his cigar and his stuff. So you can't, like Ken and Curtis are right, and you can't be fraudulent now and say, it's no big deal.
I think it's like when you used to buy a web domain and you buy it so somebody else wouldn't buy it. He's just trademarking it so somebody else doesn't do it.
You just better come out with good merch. Because if you're gonna trademark something, at least back it up.
Maybe he's doing a scented candle. I mean, that's all the rage these days.
But you can't do MJ10.
He should do a scented candle that reeks of Mac sauce.
That'd be, if you're going to do that. But I don't like the name MG10 because you're biting you're biting right off of Brady. And, you know, it didn't. Edelman used it. It's like, now, is that what we're going to start doing?
Also, there is a mac and cheese scented candle. It's at Home Goods right now. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
so
there'll be a trademarked one of those.
But mac sauce would be you'd probably have to work with the McDonald's people on it, I'm assuming. But
and Bill Belichick, some of that mac sauce in my dinner.
Bill Belichick found out about this and he was livid. I guarantee.
No, he was not.
Yeah, he was. I'm with you on
that. It's a different Bill.
Hey, Greg, I'll do what you do to me. You're not going to listen to the guy that played for him?
Thank you. And I asked Bill
Do you
questions.
Know more than a guy that won a Super Bowl in that locker room?
Ooh.
All right, so Wiggy, you think Bill's pissed about
this? Yes, Bill's definitely, because it's during the season. It's like, you know, now he knows people are going to be talking about this, and we're going to have Bill on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, is Courtney going to ask?
Yeah, Courtney will ask about
Bill,
that.
Hey, Bill, how do you feel
about MJ10, Bill?
Jesus.
Have you gotten a new beanie to go along with that white T-shirt that looks awful?
Programming note, Bill is actually Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
So Bill will join us Tuesday morning, but Boomer Esiason will be on this show Monday to preview Pat's Bills Monday Night Football. Boomer will join us after 8 on the Greg Hill Show on Patriots Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence, how does playing with a lead change the way the defense can attack the opponent's offense? And how I guess, reassuring is it for you as a defender to be out there playing with a lead to really be able to turn it loose?
Great question. Curtis, where'd you find that? That's a great question.
In the Radio Hall of Fame.
I believe we are going to Gillette Stadium for the crossover, which is brought to you by the 99 restaurants. Love where you work. The 99 is now hiring. They're gearing up for the season and offer very competitive wages, benefits, and career advancement opportunities. Don't miss out on joining this great team. Visit 99restaurants.jobs to find out more. And here is Gresh from Gillette. Good morning, Gresh.
Hello, Grego. How are you?
How are you today?
What's How are we all doing? We're okay.
Did he manifest that question the night before?
No, Wiggs, I had my producer write it down for me and emailed to me about 7:30 the night before. There we go. How's that?
Hey, are you preparing for high school football, I believe is what's going on today.
Oh, my God, Greg. So the first game kicks off at 3 o'clock, and I have no rosters as of right now.
Oh, boy.
So they're being formatted, putting together, so it's easier for everybody like me to be able to digest it. But, yeah, look, this is one of the coolest days of the year. Like, Greg, I know, like, your son got to play in Gillette Stadium. Wiggs, your son is going to play in Gillette. Like, it's, you know, I couldn't envision as a high schooler playing in, like, a real stadium.
You've never been forgiven for your critique of my son when he had to play quarterback in that second Super Bowl.
He did a great job looking like little Dougie Flutie out there with the gloves.
You had an issue because he went, you know, unfortunately that quarterback, Sam Belinsky, had broken his leg on their first drive.
And so we all know that Sam Belinsky broke his leg.
Brees had to go from wide receiver to QB.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He did.
Therefore, kept his gloves on. And Gresh, of course, was basically bullying the poor kid. I mean, it was.
I have ripped other kids harder than I did your son, for crying out loud. You know, one of the first years I did it, there was a college coach who told me, hey, keep an eye on this kid. I think we're recruiting him. The kid was so terrible. So terrible. And I blasted him at halftime. I'm like, I can't believe this kid's getting recruited. There were like two people from the Patriots who came over. They were like, you just devastated a child. Can you maybe not do that? And I'm like, okay, that was a good learning lesson in 2010.
A little bit harsh. All right, so what do you have for games today?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now.
Let me get my sheets and reams of paper. Thank God the Patriot Ledger still covers high school stuff, because I couldn't find anything in the Globe today. Hold on, Grego. Let me see. We got Hall against Randolph at 3.
Okay.
Division 7, Wakona and Cohasset at 5:30. I think one of the coaches from Cohasset sent me a nasty email one year for saying something.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, my God, Greg, you know this, right? Yeah. Like, if I mispronounce your son's name, you'd be mad at me forever.
Right. That's an issue. So you have to work on all that while you're doing your show today. So.
Yeah, well, I have all my stuff. I'm just going to throw it together. By the way, the night game is North Reading and Swampscott.
Ooh, North Reading.
Okay. Swampscott. Yeah, nice. I'm going to. I'm actually trying to. I'm actually trying to DM Danielle to see if she can help me with these.
I'm sure she can.
Swampscott. I'm sure she'll be all over it.
I think she's currently on some sort of a Crimson Travel come along trip. Curtis, is that yep. Where is she currently?
She's in the fjords.
Okay.
Go to the Swampscott website.
So hey, Curtis. Is triggered a little bit by Mac Jones or his team trademarking MJ10. Do you have an issue with that?
No, it's okay. Business is done. Who like you, seriously, how many people own trademarks that we have no idea about?
Right.
Like it's whole right. industry. Lawyers get rich off of it. So it's not that big a deal.
Do it when
Curtis,
the season's over.
But what's the problem, Wiggs? Like, you got to get it now before some, you know, before all of a sudden the Greg Hill Foundation is selling MJ10 shirts.
Right. Right. So do it when you're in the season starts.
I mean, I got to give it to him, Gresh. Very creative.
MJ10.
Do it before the season starts. As soon as you get your number, you know, he knew his number a week going into the opener. Go, hey, I want to trademark MJ10.
Should have trademarked Hold My Nuts. I mean, missed opportunity there. That's what he
should
have
done. Maybe he will down the road.
Maybe he will.
He's going to be on Shark Tank tonight.
All right. What are you guys doing today, Gresh?
We're going to obviously get after the Bruins a little bit. There's a lot going on there. The Red Sox making big money moves, kind of. We will touch on the Revs. That was disappointing last night. I wonder if there'll be phone calls made. We'll get to a What If Wednesday. Rob Bradford talks Red Sox. Tommy Curran at 12:30. And Enes Kanter. There might be
freedom.
Might be an issue brewing there. There's some audio.
Not his last name.
Yeah. Well, freedom, baby. Freedom. I'm sure George Michael is waiting to trademark it somewhere, or his team, because he's checked out, right?
So there's some. You have some audio that is of interest.
Yeah, I think Enes Kanter is. Well, let's put it this way. I think he might have said something on a certain channel that might make some of his teammates go,
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Okay.
Because I was like, really? You on this channel?
Really?
See, exactly.
Bruh. You on this channel, bruh. You over here criticizing LeBron James and you on this channel.
Okay. All right. Well, Gresham Keefe is next.
What?
Curtis,
you'll get it.
I have no idea. I'm lost.
Gresham Keefe is next. We're back tomorrow. Bruins Thursday tomorrow. Mike Milbury on this show. Have a great day. Gresh, good luck with the games today. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.